You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Fed Chair Powell and Treasury Secretary Yellen will speak to Congress for a second day today. Powell's testimony yesterday seemed to accelerate the flight away from stocks. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now from Washington.
Investors are worried about the Omicron variant, of course, so stocks were already volatile yesterday. Then-Chair Powell told the Senate Banking Committee that he thought inflation would continue well into next year, and while higher prices are related to supply and demand issues from the pandemic, price increases have spread and the risk of higher inflation has increased.
And what's Powell's plan for dealing with all that?
He says the Fed will use its tools to beat back inflation. One of those tools, of course, is higher interest rates, which tend to cool down the economy. Before the Fed raises rates, though, it has to wind down or taper one of its pandemic supports for the economy, its massive bond purchases. And yesterday, Powell said the Fed might speed things up and finish tapering a few months sooner than planned. And we'll discuss that at its next meeting on interest rates in about 2 weeks. The possibility of a quicker wind down of pandemic support sent a shudder through the markets.
And the gang will be back on Capitol Hill today, Nancy?
That's right, before the House Financial Services Committee. Fed chairs have been known to use a second day of congressional testimony to smooth things over, so Powell could try to do that today.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.